When you think of tennis, you probably associate this sport with players hitting the ball over a net across a court to each other. But thanks to Macclesfield Tennis Club member Tim Shercliffe, there's now a new way to play tennis, and you don't have to be on a tennis court or even the same place as your opponent to play this version, as isolation tennis creator Tim Shercliffe explains.
In the first lockdown in late March and April and into May, you know, I think one of the things that people missed about not being able to play tennis was not so much the exercise, because if you remember, we were allowed to go out and walk. But what people missed about the tennis was the sort of competitive side and the social side. So this is where the idea for isolation tennis really came from. It was really to try and keep the club kind of members connected with each other. And, you know, I don't quite know why it came to me, but it became a bit of an obsession, if I'm honest, to try and invent the game that you could actually play over Zoom, but was as close to kind of tennis as you could make it, allowing for the slight problem that we were in different places. So isolation tennis is a game played over Zoom between two or four players. What I tried to do is to create all of the shots more or less mimicking what it's like to play real tennis. So, for example, the volley in tennis is obviously you don't let the ball bounce, you just hit it over the net. In isolation tennis, the volley is played by hitting the ball, because you use a real tennis ball, on the edge of the racket. You stand on a doormat. You're not allowed to step off the doormat. That would be a foot fault. And then the structure of isolation tennis is exactly the same as ordinary tennis. So one player serves to the player returns the serve, you get into a rally, and either you win the rally because you hit a winner, or you lose the rally because you make a mistake. Exactly the same in isolation tennis.
Macclesfield Tennis Club held its own isolation tennis tournament in May, raising money for the East Cheshire NHS Trust. And since then, it's gone international, with isolation tennis's very own Ashes series planned for the new year between two Macclesfield tennis clubs based over 10,000 miles apart.
So gradually it kind of came together. I say gradually, over about 3 or 4 weeks probably, so that by the end of April, we had a game which was good enough to launch a tournament around. And that's what we did in May. So in the second half of the first lockdown, Macclesfield Tennis Club was probably the only tennis club in the country that had a tournament, because, you know, we played it to isolation tennis rules. So I also played it with some people around the country. My son is up in Inverness, so we played it. And then the other strange thing that happened, and that's still going on now, is that in addition to playing in Inverness, the only other tennis club that's ever played isolation tennis is Macclesfield in Adelaide, South Australia. And we introduced isolation tennis to them in May, but for various reasons, we didn't play it together until only a couple of weeks ago. The idea of having a tennis match between the two Macclesfield tennis clubs, one in England and one in Australia, is mind-boggling if you were going to try and organise that logistically, you know, to play real tennis. But in that, with isolation tennis, obviously you can do it. It doesn't matter where people are, apart from the time zones being so far apart. And the idea is that we're going to have a kind of Ashes series in the new year between the two Macclesfield clubs.
Isolation tennis may have been a new creation for 2020, but the club itself has a long and proud history dating back to 1905, making it one of the oldest tennis clubs in Cheshire. Club chair Paul Higham looks back on the club's 115-year history.
It was founded in 1905, and it started off at Macclesfield Cricket Club on Victoria Road, which is still there. And about 1992, they wanted independence, so they looked for a new site. And they initially used the courts at Ross Park School. But they were looking for land to build their own tennis courts and a clubhouse. Unfortunately, they acquired land right next to those tennis courts, which is where we are now. So that was in 1995, they built 4 artificial grass courts. And from there until 2003, they did a lot more development. And at that point, the grants were plentiful. They could get grants easily. And they were able to build further courts and a clubhouse. And so now we have six grass courts, three of which are floodlit, one acrylic court and two mini courts. And we also have an excellent clubhouse, which in normal times is for hire. But obviously at the moment we can't hire it out. It has been challenging, I say. We had really big ideas with the roadshow. And also we planned an open day during the middle Sunday of Wimbledon, and neither of those could take place. That was a big disappointment to us.
But despite not being able to host many of the events the club had hoped for this year, the club has still wanted to try and make the most out of 2020, as club member Lizzie Jordan explains, who became a member after moving back to Macclesfield.
I've always thought I'd like something in my life that is good from a lifestyle and fitness perspective, but also a social perspective. So I thought, you know, I'd settle down, move back to Macclesfield. I thought I would give it a go. From playing the first time, I wasn't great, but it didn't really matter because everyone was really welcoming and, you know, everyone gave some words of wisdom and lots of words of encouragement and made sure, you know, if I didn't play that great, they were making sure that I was okay, making sure that I'd come back again and say, you know, you'll be fine next time. So, yeah, I've just went from there, really. And then as you start seeing yourself improve, you know, it's much easier to carry on doing it and you get more enjoyment out of it. All that fresh air, it's just such a lovely environment to go after work and to get that fresh air, even if it's absolutely freezing or even if it's a bit drizzly, you always feel great after you've been. I think the thing that we've tried to do is really try and make the most of this year. Obviously, it's been a terrible year. And, you know, at the beginning, we were really worrying about, would we be able to make anything of this year? Because we had such big plans. We had lots of socials, all sorts of events planned out. And then all of that, you know, goes to nothing. But we really made sure that it wasn't nothing. And we've, you know, like I say, we used the time to develop the website. We used the time where the clubhouse wasn't being used to redecorate that. And the clubhouse really does look great now. It's a really inviting and, you know, really fresh place to be. So as soon as we are able to use that, that will be very exciting as well.
Johnny Healy joined the club as a coach in November 2019. And whilst he's been forced to spend time away from the court during the two lockdowns, he's enjoyed getting to know the club's members and introducing more juniors to the club.
I mean, it's been a strange one for everyone, hasn't it? But it's been a bit of a roller coaster, really, I think, as a tennis coach. I mean, things are going well the first few months of this year, and then obviously lockdown. I think it was about 3 months that I was off for properly in terms of the club was shut. So I couldn't do anything really apart from just trying to keep fit and healthy. So once we were able to obviously get back into coaching, that was sort of June time, things were mad busy because tennis and golf, I think, were the only two at the start that people were allowed to do. So people that hadn't even played before were interested in having a go. And so things were really, really busy. And before sort of summer holidays, the groups were busy, a lot of juniors playing. And then the summer camps were great because obviously this is the first year I've done it at Macclesfield. One day a week I started with this time. Obviously, I work at other clubs as well. But we had about 20 kids on those days, which was great, good start. Hopefully, obviously, that will build up and we could do more days in the next few years. But so things were good, things were busy. And then obviously, November hit and they said we're going to lock down again. There's a lot of plans in place, really, and it just all depends how it goes sort of from January. The roadshow that we'd planned with 10 of the local schools, which was last April, is booked in for, I think, the first week of this April. And so, fingers crossed, we can get that going. And that would be brilliant. That would bring a lot more juniors into the club and just increasing what's on offer at the club, really. I mean, there's plenty on offer already. But as it gets busier, then obviously you just keep offering a bit more, basically. And we've got some great groups at Macclesfield. Got the Rusty Rackets on a Tuesday night, which is brilliant. Really, really great group of people that just very welcoming, just want to really come down and hit a few balls, probably ignore what I tell them a lot of the time. But they just want to come and play tennis and learn a bit of technique and see everyone else that comes down. It's a great, creates a good environment, really. I mean, if you want to come down and try tennis, that's where you could start, a group like that. Or you have a lot of club nights at the club, most I think it's three nights a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and also a Sunday afternoon, where you can come down and just join in. So if you've played a bit before and you're reasonably confident, then you could just come and play a bit of doubles.
Paul Higham has been involved in Maxwell Tennis Club for many years, now as club chair, and here's what he enjoys about being part of the club.
Getting involved in tennis is one of the best things I've ever done. It's brilliant for fitness. I would highly recommend it. It's a very sociable sport, and if you're competitive, you can. It's definitely a competitive sport if you want it to be. If you don't want it to be, you can just play social tennis and enjoy yourself. Maxwell Tennis Club is a great place to play the tennis. It's lovely surroundings, friendly people. It's a place you can just go down for an afternoon or morning or evening, whatever, and just enjoy your tennis, enjoy your chatting. You know, and it's healthy as well. It's for fitness, it's brilliant. You know, our membership goes from age 5 to age 80. We've got plenty of members in their 60s, 70s who you wouldn't know they were that age. They're very fit.
If you're interested in getting involved with Maxwell Tennis Club, here's how you can find out more.
To get involved, if you go to our website and go to the membership page, you'll find out contact details there, email. And from there, our membership secretary, Ruth Sims, will take you through the next steps of what you can do. And there's different ways in. She could put you in touch with Johnny to do some coaching. And the Rusty Rackets course that Johnny runs is proving very successful. And it's, you know, some people have joined, some people don't want to join, but they just enjoy playing their tennis in that session. You can also come down to club play if you're comfortable to do that, and we will meet you there, introduce you into games, or just knock up with you, just have a little practice session, just to make you feel comfortable. And also you can come along for two sessions free of charge. You don't have to join straight away. If you do decide to join, maybe you're not quite sure, we have a monthly payment option, which has proved very successful. With monthly payments for an adult, it's only £19 a month. So if you pay that £19, you can play as long as you want. And if you decide you don't like it, you can stop playing and stop paying. We enjoy it so much, we want other people to enjoy it as well, enjoy those facilities.